week in all. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the May 5th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Nigerian football fans are regarded as some of the most passionate and enthusiastic in the world. But they haven't had much to cheer about lately, with football activity shut down because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Nigeria Football Supporters Club is urging caution when it comes to resuming the sport in the country. To find out more, Iron Mike Mbonye spoke with the club's national chairman, Reverend Samuel Ikpeya.
I don't know how they have arrived at that, thinking about resuming at this particular time. But for me, I am not too comfortable by that plans by the NFL to resume the league. We have to take several things into consideration, talking about medical precautions. How do we ensure that the players, officials, and fans are safe or free of the virus? Unlike the European countries, we lack the wherewithal to combat the pandemic for now. I think it will be wrong to resume the league at this particular time.
Are you suggesting that the football authorities, that is the Nigerian Football Federation, should wait for some time, let's say September, October, before they complete or conclude the football season?
Yeah, I think they should be able to tarry a while for the pandemic to subside, and then we should go ahead with the to complete for the season.
Assuming the Nigerian Football Federation gets approval from relevant authorities, I'm referring to the presidency, Ministry of Health, Ministry of Sports, what format should be used to conclude the league?
Well, if they are able to secure the approval from all those relevant authorities, they should adopt the playing behind closed doors format. Because right now, we can't guarantee the health status of the soccer fans if the gate is thrown open.
Do you think in the alternative that the Nigerian Football Federation should call off the football season because of the COVID-19 pandemic?
I don't think calling off the football season is the right thing to do now. It would seriously defeat the effort to the participating teams, and of course, it will make waste of energy and resource by everyone that are involved. My advice is that they should tarry a while for the pandemic to subside, then we should go ahead with the league.
What about the welfare of players and officials of some clubs? Oh, we understand that some of them have been put on half pay, some have not been paid. What's your take on this?
Well, for me, I think most of our players, they don't have any other business that they are doing. They depend on what they get from football. Their family, their loved ones also depend on that. So I think those management should be able to do something to ensure that they pay them their salary. You said like some of them were paid as salary. Yeah, well, we know that it is the pandemic affected both the producer and the buyers. So in one way or the other, instead of not payment, if they are able to meet up with that bad payment of it, I think it's encouraging.
That's Reverend Samuel Ikpeya, the national chairman of the Nigeria Football Supporters Club. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Lagos, Nigeria.
Sporty greetings. This is Reverend Samuel Ikpeya, national chairman of Nigeria Football Supporters Club. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation of the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, everyone. I am Principal Jichimera Shadil Musa, Uganda Bombers captain. I'm going to be representing Uganda, my country, in the forthcoming Olympics, Japan, Tokyo. Listen to Sunny Side of Sports on Voice of America.
Joining us now with more African sports news is Samson Omale. And Samson says Nigeria's Minister of Youth and Sports tops his report.
In Nigeria, the country's Minister of Youth and Sports Development, Sunday Dare, has ordered payment of funds to Nigerian athletes as palliatives for the coronavirus pandemic. The sum of $150 is being paid into the direct account of each of the athletes from the Central Bank of Nigeria account of the Ministry of Youth and Sports Development.
Sporty greetings. This is Sunday Dare, Minister of Youth and Sports Development, Nigeria. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
In table tennis news, Africa's top table tennis player, Aaron Akwadri, has declared that playing at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics, now postponed to 2021, is still a realistic hope. He said his prospects of qualifying for the Olympics is now brighter after his recovery, and also judging by his present ranking. In boxing news, Unified World Heavyweight Champion Anthony Joshua has paid homage to former champions Mike Tyson and Floyd Mayweather Jr. Anthony Joshua, who described the two boxers as the greatest of all time on his verified Instagram page, said the performances of both Mike Tyson and Floyd Mayweather helped inspire him to becoming a world champion. The manager of Mandela Stadium, the biggest stadium in Uganda, Jamil Sesungwayana, says the lack of sporting events in the last 2 months has made it difficult for his team to meet their financial obligations. Tickets sold on match day is one of the major sources of revenue for the stadium. And with qualifiers for the African Cup of Nations and matches in the Uganda local league suspended, Jamil Sesungwayana says salaries of staff and scheduled maintenance of the stadium is now severely affected.
We anticipate that it will hit us hard. We know for the period, for the month of March, April is also now gone. We don't know about May. So yes, it has hit us. That means we won't be earning monies to pay revenue, to pay our staff. We won't be earning money to maintain the facility.
Football Kenya Federation President Nick Wanyama has announced the end of the 2019-2020 football season in the country following the COVID-19 pandemic. However, the Kenya Premier League Limited, which runs the Kenya Premier League, has opposed the move, citing an existing agreement with the Kenya Football Federation, which mandates it to run the league until September 24th, 2020. The FKF president said, going by the Federation's decision, Gor Mahia have been declared champions of the Kenya Premier League, while City Stars are winners of the National Super League.
Each of those leagues had not played 75% of matches. They had, however, played 50% of matches. So we shall go with the standing they had at 50% of matches. So it means, for example, that Gor Mahia are champions of the Premier League. And that is by rules and regulations of FKF.
That's Nick Mwendwa, the president of the Football Kenya Federation. And thanks to Samson Omale for that report.
Hi, my name is Daniel Igale, president of the Nigeria Wrestling Federation, world and Olympic champion. I want to say a big shout out to the Sunny Side of Sports. Thank you.
The Voice of America's global news program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 17:05 UTC on The Voice of America. Thanks, Steve. That's my VOA colleague, Steve Miller. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. The Sunny Side of Sports remembers Hall of Fame pro football coach Don Shula, who died Monday at the age of 90. Shula won more games than any other coach in National Football League history, as we hear now from the AP's Shelley Adler.
Don Shula, who won the most games of any NFL coach and led the Miami Dolphins to the only perfect season in league history, has died at the age of 90. The Dolphins coach passed George Halas's league record, 324 wins in 1993. He retired following the 1995 season with 347 wins and 173 losses. Shula was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1997. Shula became the only coach to guide an NFL team through a perfect season when the 1972 Dolphins went 17-0. I'm Shelley Adler.
The 1972 Dolphins won the Super Bowl under Don Shula, and they won the Super Bowl again the following season. Dick Anderson played safety on both of those Super Bowl-winning Miami teams. He remembers Shula as being meticulous in his planning and in his practices.
Well, Coach Shula was certainly a special individual. And I came to Miami 2 years before he became head coach. So when he walked in, and the first day, he had every minute of every day planned. And there was a purpose for why we were there, and he was there to win.
Dick Anderson says Don Shula would raise his voice on the sidelines, but he did so to motivate and inspire his players.
He wanted to see how he could make you better as a player that you played. And then I think part of the reason he yelled is he wanted to make sure that you knew that he was going to push you to be a better player. And the reason he's the winningest coach in the NFL history is the fact that that was his method of coaching.
Don Shula's legacy goes far beyond the football field. So says the mayor of Miami-Dade County, Carlos Jimenez.
This community came together for the first time when the Dolphins were winning Super Bowl championships. And so he's much more than just a sports figure in our town. He's a legend in our town. We name streets and we name expressways after him. And so I'm very saddened to hear that Coach Shula passed away. My condolences to his family, to his wife, and all his survivors.
Meanwhile, the president and CEO of the Miami Dolphins, Tom Garfinkel, wrote on Twitter, "Coach Shula was the rare man who exemplified true greatness in every aspect of his life. He will be missed by so many, but his legacy of character and excellence will endure." NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell praised Don Shula as one of the greatest coaches and contributors in the history of pro football. Goodell said Don Shula made an extraordinarily positive impact on so many lives.
Make a difference by honoring ordinary people doing extraordinary things to help one another. VOA encourages you to tell us about everyday people who have shown leadership in your communities during the coronavirus crisis. Submit your nominations to VOA Leaders at voanews.com. Send us your name, phone number, and email, and a VOA reporter will contact you. We're all in this together.
I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In European club football news, the German league said there were 10 positive tests for the coronavirus among 36 clubs in the Bundesliga and its second division. German football officials said more than 1,700 tests were carried out. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and state governors plan to announce Wednesday whether the Bundesliga can resume, perhaps this month, without fans. Meanwhile, the Spanish league aims to restart in June and finish its season by the end of the summer, with players beginning to be tested this week for the coronavirus. Basic training was allowed to resume in Spain on Monday after the government eased some of the lockdown measures that had been in place since mid-March. Matches in Spain would be played in empty stadiums because of the coronavirus pandemic. Here in the United States, the National Women's Soccer League will allow voluntary individual workouts at outdoor team practice fields starting Wednesday. The league's moratorium on team training goes through May 15th. The National Women's Soccer League currently has 9 teams, including one here in the Washington area, the Washington Spirit. My VOA colleague, Carol Castiel, shows a lot of spirit each week on her Press Conference USA show, and Carol gives us some programming information now.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Hi, I'm Helen Maroulis, Olympic champion for Team USA, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
My Voice of America colleague, Gwen Ooten, joins us now with news of a very unique pole vaulting competition. 3 of the world's best vaulters took part Sunday in what was billed as the ultimate garden clash competition. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. In the latest example of a marriage between technology and sport, Swedish world record holder Mondo Duplantis, American 2-time world champion Sam Kendricks, and French Olympic champion Renaud Lavillenie joined together to compete in a virtual pole vaulting event in the comfort of their own backyards. The sport usually involves an official who moves the bar up to literally raise the stakes of competition. But with social distancing measures in place, the 3 athletes devised a format of their own. Whoever completes the most vaults in 30 minutes wins. And on Sunday, with thousands of miles between them and thousands more watching, the men set their bars at 16 feet and jump for gold. The Ultimate Garden Clash was billed by World Athletics and broadcast on their social media channels. The live stream featured a 4-box split screen and a presenter who gave play-by-play commentary and kept score. Mondo Duplantis took an early lead, but in the final phase of the contest, he found himself neck and neck with Renaud Lavillenie for a fight to the finish. Here's the World Athletics presenter with the call.
This is brilliant. The last half a minute. Kendricks for the bronze. Well, I make it. It's quite hard to keep count, but I make it that Renaud Lavillenie is ahead of Mondo Duplantis. We're just trying to clarify whether you've taken it on 36.
I did 36, yeah.
Yes, you got 36. Mondo, we're just waiting for clarification. Were you 35 or 36? Dramatic moments here for the ultimate.
36.
36!
And with 36, Duplantis and Lavillenie tied for gold. Sam Kendricks walked away with bronze after clearing the height 26 times. And afterwards, Kendricks said the event reminded him of how much he missed the feeling of competition.
Trying to get out in the open air is hard, especially when everybody's kind of stuck at home. And we've been really valuing that recently. And you can't do everything to be ready for competition, but you want to get that feel. And so preparing for this was honestly the best training of the whole spring.
That sentiment was echoed by gold medal winner Renaud Lavillenie, who said performing in his backyard provided the same rush as competing on the world stage.
Honestly, I was really missing the competition feeling, and it could be crazy, but even if it's just for a garden competition without any real goal and expectation, I get the same feeling like if I was going for the World Championship, like, you know, the heartbreaking, everything was got under pressure to the beginning. So, yeah, I was very excited before it, and I'm very happy to be able to be part of that, and especially to do it with Sam and Mondo. So, yeah, it's great, and I need some time to find my breath back. But, yeah, it was really fun.
And fellow gold medalist Mondo Duplantis said the competition was a welcome distraction from the global pandemic.
It's been fairly tough, you know, times for not only me and all the other athletes, but, you know, everybody in the entire world. And, you know, everything being canceled, it's tougher to find motivation. And, you know, having this little fun little competition that we had was really something to look forward to for the past month, because, you know, I missed the feeling of competing. I missed the feeling of being out there with the guys, even if it's kind of virtually. And, you know, it was a really fun time. It was fun to switch back into competition gear again. And it was fun being out there competing against those guys again, for sure.
The virtual competition has proven to be an alternative way to test an athlete's concentration, stamina, and skill. World Athletics President Sebastian Coe has expressed hope that there will be more such events during the lockdown and said the global governing body is exploring the possibility of holding similar events in the future. And our thanks to World Athletics for providing audio of the pole vault competitors in this report. And that is all from me for now. Now, Sonny, back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Ooten. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
This is The Voice of America. Washington, D.C.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bubu music to hip life, bongo flavor to soukous, afrobeat to dumbolo and makosa to kwaito. The African beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
Hi everyone, it's Taco Fall. I just wanted to say that now's the time to practice kindness and empathy towards everyone around you. We're all doing our best to get through this together, so make sure you do your part. Grab a book, read it to your nieces and nephews, and video chat. Make a donation of canned goods to your local food bank, or even add some items to your shopping cart for your elderly neighbors. But most importantly, don't forget to just pick up the phone and call somebody and check in. That may mean a lot. You never know. We all can't be next to each other right now, but we still can show how much we care about one another. So visit NBAtogether.com and join us in inspiring acts of caring. Thank you.
Thank you, Taco. That's Senegalese center, Taco Fall of the Boston Celtics. And here are some fun facts about Taco. At 7 feet, 5 inches, or 2 meters, 26, Taco is the tallest current player in the National Basketball Association. At last year's NBA Draft Combine, Taco Fall set several records, including wingspan and standing reach. His standing reach was measured at 10 feet, 2.5 inches. With a reach that high, VOA sports fans, Taco can easily reach the 10 feet high basketball rim while standing flat-footed. Taco Fall was born in Dakar, Senegal on December 10, 1995. Taco was not introduced to the sport of basketball until he was 16 and arrived here in the United States. Shortly after getting to the USA, Taco met NBA Hall of Famer Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon. Hakeem the Dream gets my vote as the greatest basketball player ever from Africa. And on that note, we wrap up the May 5th edition of the show. thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
I get it.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and the artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC. VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues. It's about listening to them and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation. Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 1705 UTC on The Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to sukus, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makosa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.